The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. You know, as the year is coming to an end, gradually, the year is just going up on and on. We have just about 100 days or less to the end of the year. But I want you to know that this year, as it's going, so shall your shame be going. So shall your lack be going. So shall your dishonor be going. So shall sickness vamoose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great honor that He has given unto me to minister to God's people tonight. If you are clapping your hands, please do it very well. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sam, it's a great privilege to be associated with you, and I count it a great honor to stand before the people of God this evening. I appreciate you, Sam. Let's jam our hands together as we appreciate Mama. Thank you, Ma, for always being there. God bless you, Ma. And the Lord shall increase you more and more in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we proceed tonight, I just want to correct something. You know, there are some songs that when we sing them, perhaps maybe we don't have the full understanding. Or maybe when the song was composed, the full understanding of certain things were not revealed yet then. It's not that the song is bad, but there are some things that we need to know. You know, we sang a song just a few minutes ago. Said, Alagbara Biara, my God is greater than Ara. I don't know if you understand it. When you say something Alagbara be, you are comparing. We cannot compare God to Ara. Ara is thunder. God is mightier than thunder because He created thunder. Praise the Lord. So we sing it, Alagbara to Juara Lo. That is who God is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's not like Ara. He's greater than Ara. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to have some understanding of some things. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tonight we are continuing our topic, overcoming the enemies of faith. Last week we talked about liberation via what? Faith. And tonight we are continuing that same series on faith. And we'll be talking about overcoming the enemies of faith. Praise the Lord. And you know, last week Papa dealt extensively with the issue of faith, explaining to us what faith is. He said faith is the substance that connects humanity with divinity. It is faith that connects you, is the substance that connects you with God. Faith is not just the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is greater than that. Faith is the thing that helps you to please God. Because the Bible says that in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is what connects you, is what links you. I love that definition so much. It's what connects you to God. Without faith, you cannot be connected to God. The Bible says, to as many that believed on Him, to them has He given the power to become the sons of God. The ability of you to transcend from the Son of Man to the Son of God is determined and is connected to your faith. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, you cannot receive the power to become what? To become the Son. Hallelujah. Faith is the main factor in Christianity. Faith is the hub of Christianity. When you say the hub means the center point. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say the hub of commerce. Say Nigeria, for example, the hub of commerce in Nigeria are three cities. Lagos, primarily number one. Number two, Kano. And number three, Port Harcourt. Now, every other city, when it comes to commerce, must be subject to these three cities. Hallelujah. They are the hub. But there is one that transcends every other one of them. And that is the city of Lagos. It's the hub. Is the center. So when you say faith is the hub of Christianity, is the center, it is the center point upon which Christianity is built on. And that is why the Bible said, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto you. The book of Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith. Brethren, faith is Christianity. Christianity is faith. Take faith away from Christianity, Christianity becomes nothing. Take Christianity away from faith, then faith is not there. So the two are one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that God has not created you faithless. Our God has not created you what? Faithless. He has not made you to be faithless. He has not designed you to be faithless. God has created you to be what? God has created you to have faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you eliminate faith, you have eliminated everything. I want us to know that our faith is not as a result of our understanding. It's as a result of who we are. And I'm going to explain that quickly. As a child of God, you are given a measure of faith. And lack of faith is not your problem. Just like the lack of the ability to roar is not a problem to a lion cub. A small lion, a baby lion, is called a cub of lion. When you see a baby lion, the baby lion may not be able to roar. That does not make the baby lion a donkey. It does not make the baby lion not to be a lion. It is still a lion. Praise the Lord. The only thing is that the cub has not learned how to roar. And that is the problem that many of us have. We have allowed the enemies of faith to hinder us from manifesting and using our faith. Praise the Lord. The problem of faith is not having faith. The problem is not utilizing faith. The problem is the enemy of faith taking away faith from our life. Turn with me to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant of the Lord, an apostle of Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We have obtained faith. We are not trying to get faith. We have obtained faith by our connection to the Lord Jesus Christ. As a child of God, you already have the potential of faith. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 3. Romans chapter 12 verse 3 says, God has dealt with every man a measure of faith. Praise the Lord. God has dealt with us a measure of faith. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, according as God has dealt to every man, this measure, the measure of faith, has been given unto us. The problem with our faith is the enemy. Our inability to tame the enemy as robbers of our faith. Praise the Lord. If you are thinking you don't have enough faith, brethren, I want you to know that faith is already deposited in you when you give your life to Jesus Christ. When you get born again, there is a measure. He said, to as many that believed on him. I love that scripture so much. To them has he given the power to become what? Sons of God. As a result, if you are a son, you carry the same resemblance and power as that of your father. You have greater potential. The Lord Jesus Christ says, if you believe on me, he said, greater works than this you will do. The book of John chapter 14, he said, greater works, greater, if you believe. That is, if you have the faith. And he also said something in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. He said, if you think you don't have faith, all you need is a faith as little as a mustard seed. And you will say to this mountain, be cleared out. And the mountain will clear out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What we have are the problems that comes as a result of enemies of faith. And it is pertinent and important that we understand what these enemies are there to do in our life. Praise the Lord. It is this enemy that makes you not to be able to exercise or to put your faith into action. And the Bible says faith without action is what? Is what? Bible scholar. Dead. Praise the Lord. So the work of the enemy is to hinder you from putting your faith into action. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know this. Your faith is not second-hand faith. It's not Tokumbo faith. It's not. Your faith is original faith. The faith that God has given unto us is original faith. The book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says something. Say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The giving of Christ for us releases faith unto us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your faith is so precious. And that is why the enemy wants to destroy it. Your faith is so important. That is why the enemy wants to take it away from you. Your faith is what keeps you. Your faith is what protects you. And that is why the enemy is after your faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 says, taking up the shield of faith, that you might be able to do what? Defend the very darts of the enemy. The faith is as a shield unto us. The faith, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to do what? To quench all the fairy darts of what? Of the wicked. In other words, the wicked will throw their darts. The wicked will shoot their arrow. But it is with your faith that you will defend. It is with your faith that you will shield it. It is with your faith that you will do what? You will put them at bay. Praise the Lord. And you don't need a faith as big as this. No. You need a faith as small as a mustard seed. Now, actually, I used to have mustard seed. Kept them somewhere. I tried to get them for today. I couldn't lay my hands on them. They're actually smaller than the grain of rice. The grain of rice, a mustard seed, is actually smaller than that. Praise the Lord. And the Bible made us to know that the just shall live by faith. So the enemy wants to take away your faith and to destroy your faith so that you will not live. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the enemy is after your faith so that you cannot please God. And that is why we must not allow the enemy to reign over our faith. Turn to your neighbor, say, the enemy shall not reign over your faith in the name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the enemies of faith? Number one, today we'll be talking about two enemies categorically. Number one enemy is fear. Somebody says fear. Fear. First, experiences appearing real. False experiences, false expression, false expectation, false experiments. You have gone to the hospital and the doctors have conducted some false experiments and they made it so real. Doctors are good, nurses are good, pharmacists are good, chemists are good, we are all good people. But sometimes we do some things that are not real. Because God has made it clear to us that sickness shall not be in our mortal body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you have faith, even at the appearance of the thing, it is actually appearing, but it is false. How many of us know mirage? Mirage. When you are driving, hot afternoon, at 120, 100, then you are seeing something like water. Then you get there, you discover that there is no water. That is for fear. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The Bible says something. Say, for whosoever is born of what? Of God, overcometh the world. 1 John. For whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith supersedes fear. Because fear is of the world. Faith is of heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me say this. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. And when you are possessed by it, you walk in bondage. Sometimes ago, I was diagnosed of having ulcer. And for some years, I walk in the fear of this ulcer. When I want to fast, I would say, if I fast now, this ulcer is going to affect me. And I continued like that for some time. Until one day, I can't remember what really happened. God helped me to fast through. I did one day. Second day, we used to do 30 days. The church I was going there, we call it Victory Month. 30 days, the first 30 days of the month, of the year. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. I wasn't feeling the ulcer pain. And I know that this thing is not real. The appearance is there. The symptoms are there. But it is not real. And you know, the fear has kept me in bondage. Don't eat this, don't eat that. So I was missing a lot of delicious things. Praise the Lord. There are some people, they have fear of heights. They have fear. You know, when you go higher, the higher you go, the better you see. And because they lack the ability to go higher, they cannot go higher because they have the fear of heights. So they remain down. Fear is a bondage. May you be delivered from the bondage of fear in the name of Jesus. Fear hinders the work of faith. Fear creates a false impression that prevents the use of faith. Fear destroys destiny. In the book of Numbers chapter 30, Numbers chapter 13, if you read through, the Bible, the Lord himself actually asked Moses to pick 12 people from the children of Israel. And if you read that scripture very well, the Lord said to him, pick the leaders. Not just anybody. Pick the head of each clan. So Moses actually selected people that knows God. Hallelujah. But when they went to spy the land, they actually saw the land was good and fine. But they got to a point, they saw the children of Anak, who are giants, and fear entered into them. And that was the destruction of their destiny. Only Caleb and Joshua were able to overcome. And they were the only two people that could fulfill their destiny of all that generation. Fear destroys destiny. Faith builds destiny. Fear kills. Faith keeps alive. Brethren, I want you to know that a whole generation can perish as a result of fear. A whole generation can be destroyed as a result of fear. Fear is false experiences, impressions that are not real, things that are not actually what it is, and the enemy make them look so real, and as a result, you will not go forward further. Praise the Lord. There are some people, they are so afraid of even of their own shadow. Cockroach will move at night, they will start binding and casting. Fear, they will not sleep again. Fear has robbed them of their sleep. It's amazing. Some people can be afraid of so many things. A few days ago, I was somewhere and wanted to pick a particular animal. And there was a guy, big macho guy. When you see the guy with muzzle, you will not believe it. The fear of that small animal almost made this guy to fall into a pond. I looked at him, I shake my head, I said, this is bondage. Bondage. And when it was time for them to eat, bought food for them because they were working for us to eat. And as they were eating, one of them said, I will not eat this particular vegetable. I said, why? He said, because I'm afraid if I eat it, it will affect me. I said, you are missing. This is the best vegetable you should. I started explaining to him. He said, I said, yes, eat it, nothing will happen. And he said, no, I will not eat. But you know, he eventually hurt the thing. And I made him know when he ate it. He didn't know, but he was eating it. So when he finished eating, I said, you have just ate what you said you cannot. He said, hey. I said, yes. Nothing will happen. It's fear. So brethren, when you have fear, you cannot exercise your faith. Fear hinders and handicaps your faith. Keeps your faith in check. Does not help you to exercise your faith. The faith is there. The faith has been deposited. The faith has been inbuilt. But because you have allowed fear to have a hold over you, you cannot manifest your faith. And brethren, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot move mountains. Praise the Lord. Quickly, because of our time, enemy number two. I can talk more and more on that fear aspect, but because of time, let's go to enemy number two. You know, God said He has not given us what? The spirit of what? Of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear. But He has given what? He has given us the spirit of what? Power. Sound mind. Boldness. That's what God has given unto us. If you don't have boldness, you cannot exercise your faith. Enough of this fear factor. Enough of this fear issue. Enough of it. Who says you cannot become what you dream to become? Launch out in faith. Believe that you can achieve it and you will achieve it. Let me tell you this. Every person that has done any great thing in life has overcome their fear. There was a time they said it is impossible for any man on earth to run 100 meters under 10 seconds. They said it's not possible. Practically impossible, because the anatomy of the man's body cannot make him to move so fast for him to be able to run 100 meters under 10 seconds until one man dared to break that fear. And for many years, many people believed it was as such, until one man decided and said, no, it is possible, and he did it. Plenty people have, in fact, now they are running it under 9 seconds. People like Usain Bolt are running it under 9 seconds. I tell you, now they are saying it is not possible to go 8 seconds, but I tell you, in a short while, somebody just did 9.00 something, just a little above 8. It's going to be possible. It's out of the mind. So when you have faith that you can achieve it, you can achieve it. The other time they said the world is flat. So if you will go to a particular point, you will get to the edge of the world and you will tip and you form into a pit that is bottomless. Until one man dared to prove to them that the head is actually what? Sphere. Praise the Lord. He conquered his fear. Brethren, I want to challenge you tonight. Conquer your fear. Don't allow fear to hold you bondage. Don't allow the fear to hold you bondage. Some people say that in this family, nobody lives above 40. Tell them that as for me and my household, because we have the